MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A $4.7 million gabion basket repair and stabilization work on New Mexico 532 Ski Run Road at milepost 2 began on Wednesday. Work will take place 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, with an expected completion date in September. Also starting on Wednesday was a $2.7 million sidewalk and lighting improvement project on US 70 between milepost 260 and 262 in Ruidoso Downs. Work will take place 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and should be completed in late June. This project will include American with Disabilities Act sidewalks, curb and gutter, drainage, new signage, and relocating lighting. In both areas, drivers are advised to plan accordingly, expect some delays, use caution, observe all warning signs, and reduce speed. Fresh off a major win in the courts against Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres is now taking on convenience stores over the e-cigarettes many of them sell. Elan and Circle K have been targeted by Torres, saying they intentionally market e-cigarettes to children. Torres filed the case in the first judicial district court in Santa Fe, the same court that recently heard the Meta lawsuit.
You may need a lung transplant. You may get cancer. You may have popcorn lung. You may be ingesting or inhaling copper or nickel or any other sort of toxic or unknown substance. None of that is made known to young people, and that's what we're going after.
Torres's suit against dozens of New Mexico gas stations and convenience stores, along with their distributors, claims they're violating the state's Unfair Practices Act. The suit alleges their products are deceptively and unfairly marketed to young people with bright colors, candy and fruit flavors, and high-tech designs. Several studies have linked flavored e-cigs to chronic respiratory illness and withdrawal symptoms like depression and anxiety. The 2023 New Mexico Youth Risk and Resiliency Survey found that nearly one-third of youth have tried vaping, and one in five are actively using it, with many of them starting as young as 13. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.